Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the afternoon session of the Portland City Council for October 23rd, 2019. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaley, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Hardesty.
Here.
Wheeler.
The mayor's in Japan representing the city with our sister city. Could we have a shortened version of the rules, please?
I will try to read it as quickly as I can.
All right.
I don't have an abbreviated version. I'm sorry.
We should have an abbreviation version.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Hang on a second. I'm going to do it. That's very good. But I'm going to do a briefing. Just everybody behave like normal adults. Then I think things will go very well, and I'm sure that you will. So thank you very much. And if you don't, you'll get tossed out.
Madam President?
Commissioner Fish.
Madam President, I ask that we suspend the rules.
Sir, yes, indeed.
And I'd like to request that Bureau of Environmental Services Director Mike Jordan and Annie Von Berg please come forward to the table.
This is just a very brief non-agenda item, which we will do before we get to the regular agenda this afternoon.
Colleagues, the Office of Management and Finance recently established the annual Betsy Ames Leadership Award, which honors Betsy's memory and her dedication to improving the city of Portland and our community. I had the great honor of working with Betsy in a number of capacities on one of my campaigns as a city employee, as a bureau leader, and as my chief of staff. I know from firsthand experience that she was an incredible asset to our city. This leadership award is presented to a city employee who exemplifies the depth of Betsy's great work. And Annie Von Berg from the Bureau of Environmental Services is this year's inaugural recipient. I'd like to congratulate the two other finalists, Tracy Reeve, the city attorney, and Summer Erickson from the Bureau of Emergency Management. Now, as you know, colleagues, Annie oversees the city of Portland's efforts to clean up the Willamette River. And she works compassionately and tirelessly and effectively with a wide variety of public and private stakeholders involved in this $1 billion cleanup. She's a highly respected leader and a mentor to many employees at the city. And we are collectively grateful for her service. So congratulations, Annie, and I'd like to introduce Mike Jordan, who nominated her, to just very briefly tell us about Annie.
Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, City Councilors. Probably the best way to say why I nominated Annie is to recall some of Betsy's characteristics. She was an unmatched professional. She was politically astute. She understood that persistence pays in this business. She was warm and personable, and she had an inner strength in what are often tumultuous times in our business, and she was steady as a rock. All those things Annie exhibits, but one other that's kind of closer, at least for me. I'm a fan of the Tao Te Ching, and the Tao has a saying about leaders that the worst leaders are those that are despised, and the next best are those that are feared. The next, those that are praised and loved. But the very best leaders are the ones that at the end of the day, when the work is done, the people say they did it themselves. And Annie exemplifies that in spades. She is never the one who takes credit. She's always the one bolstering her team. And I'm very, very, I don't mean to sound paternalistic, but I'm very, very proud of her. So thank you for giving me the opportunity, Commissioner.
Well, thank you very much. And Annie, I just can't tell you how proud I am that you were selected for this award in a very competitive field. And Betsy was a special person. And I can't think of someone more deserving of the award. Would you care to say something?
Well, thank you so much. The kind words, they mean so much. And I just thank the leadership for creating this award and this tradition. It's such an honor to be with these other women that have been nominated. Betsy's life and legacy is somebody I truly admire and aspire to work towards. So this has been a humbling experience, and my team that I'm such a privilege to be a part of is 9 strong women, and we've accomplished a lot this year, and it's the support of this commission and Director Jordan that's made that possible. So thank you so much for the opportunity to work hard for you and do this work.
Thank you.
Director Jordan, I'm going to needle you just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say women must be really good leaders because we are used to people taking credit for our work. And I think that highlights the necessity to give credit where it is due, and it's certainly due here. Congratulations. And I also like the
That was
Chang.
The nicest needle I've ever had.
And by the way, there's some small print in the award that we have to also acknowledge, which is that any recipient of this award cannot consider any other career opportunities for this 5 years. So we're grateful that we're going to have a chance to work with Annie through the next big chapter of Superfund. But congratulations, and we're all very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. That was nice.